Do you ever get this thing called, I forget, I don't think it's called deja vu. I think there's a couple different versions of deja vu. There's like deja vu and like presque vu and like all sorts of other vus. And I think this one that I'm referring to, something like that. It's like this one that I'm thinking about is like when you wake up from a dream and then you kind of see what you saw in the dream or later on or like whatever. Like, it's not, like you said, you forget about dreams, right? And then like a couple hours later, you'll see something and you're like, I dreamed about that. You know, like it comes back to you.
I think I had that when I was a kid, you
Okay,
know,
okay.
or
That
something.
happened to me once. It was the craziest thing. Like, I mean, it's happened to me a couple times, but the last time I remember, I was on the bus, and this guy was watching Sex in the City on his iPod for some reason.
This was in the dream,
No,
or
this
this
is
is
in
in
real
reality.
life,
Okay.
which is like weird enough. It's like, A, why are you watching this movie? B, why are you a dude and why are you on the bus doing this? You know, that's weird. Like I think, like usually it's the women who are really into that. And then watching on your iPod, that's just like a little much, I think.
There's no accounting for taste,
Yeah, and
though.
maybe I'm being very judgmental. Maybe you know, if you want to watch that, I guess go ahead. But then I was like, wait, did I dream about this? Did I dream about this? And I couldn't remember what part of it I had dreamt about, or like it was like some other singer that I had dreamt about, or like Barbra Streisand or something like that. I forget. But it was like, wait, I had a dream about something about this. You know, it was so weird. And it's like, I couldn't piece it all together because it was like 3 or 4 hours later. But I was just like, have I been here before or something like that? It was crazy. It was crazy.
Dream Javu.
Dream javu. I think it's something French. If you knew what
What
dreams meant in
dream?
French,
How do you say dream?
what's it like in Spanish?
Dreams are sueños.
I don't know then. We'll look it up.
All
We can put it up.
right. I have though had you know what I've had more recently than the sort of like, oh, I dreamed that, but I do remember that sensation, and I think it happened more when I was like a little kid. But I have had situations where I've been in places that I hadn't been since I was young, and then and I was like, oh my gosh, I remember this image of this place. And I had forgotten it,
You know
but
that
now
hap
it's back. And you know, maybe the image did pop into dreams in time, you know, also, but
No, I've definitely had that also. And it's like, especially because, yeah, you have this image of it, and it almost feels like a dream because it's so long ago. It was a different person, you know? Like, I'm such a, like, the person I was 20 years ago is, like, not even a person I know anymore. You know, it's just like, I can only claim that my body did that, but I can't even say that I would even do that again or that I would want to do that again. It's just like a different person, different experience completely, right?
Interesting.
And I've had that where, you know, it happens a lot when you move to a city for the first time sometimes, or when you go to a place for the first time, there's all these like new, like getting to know you, getting to know the place, getting these feelings, right? Or like your friends who live there will take you around. Oh, this is the laundromat. This is the that. And it's almost overwhelming. It's like, oh, this is so cool. And then like when you finally live there for like a year and you get all the rhythms of it and all the motions of it and all like, oh, I know where everything is. And then you finally go back to the place that you first went to. You're like, oh, you know, you kind of rediscover things twice. You know, like if for example, you moved to San Francisco and you never lived here, and I took you to Alamo Square, you know, you'd be like, this is just another park in the city, and there's like 1,000 blocks in the city, and I live, you know, in the Tenderloin, I would never come here. But then one day it's like, oh, let's go to Alamo Square, like just to see what's going on. And you're like, oh, Sachin brought me here on my third day in San Francisco. I now remember this. I can't, you know?
Well, you know, that happened to me, when was it? You and I and several friends were out. I think it was a birthday. I don't know. Are we allowed to say people's real names? I'll give them a code name. Was it the Bosnian girl's birthday?
Oh
The
yeah.
Bosnian. That's a great name. Everybody's getting a country name from now on. Do you remember that? I think it was that, and we went to some like dance club bar
Yeah.
place. And I hadn't been
Oh
there. I walked
right.
into this place and I had totally forgotten about its existence, but I had been there maybe like 4 or 5 years ago. And I was like, oh my God, I've forgotten about this place. And yeah, like to some degree, you know, I'm closer to being the same person I was 5 years ago than I was 25 years ago, but it was like, whoa, you know, like I have changed and this place hasn't.
I feel that kind of way about airports a lot. I've been to a lot of airports where, you know, because I mean, I've been in airports and I've been fortunate to travel a lot. So like, I've been in a bunch of airports, but, you know, obviously I don't have them memorize the back of my hand or whatever. But when I get there, I'm like, oh, I think we should go this way because I'll bet there's like a coffee shop over here.
Right.
You know, like, oh, there's a coffee shop right there, you know, or we should go this way because I'll bet there's like a really cool place to sit down. Yeah, it just feels like that's what should be over there, you know? But I can't tell you whether it's true or false. And we go and I'm like, hey, all right, that's cool. Let's
I might be imagining this.
Right.
But I have a feeling. Yeah.
That's airport voo.
Airport voo. I had dance club voo.
Club et vous.
Yes. You said, okay, I'm not the same person I was when, you know, I was 10 years old and I went to this place or whatever. You're a totally different person. Do you think that, like, this is kind of philosophical and whatnot, but, like, do you think your identity totally depends on, I guess, like, your memories? And
I think it does. And I think, you know, I've been thinking about this a lot. Maybe not this. I thought about it a while ago, and I've stopped thinking about it, and I've kind of come to the conclusion I'm not the same person. But I mean, having thought about it, I'm not the same person I was 20 years ago or 15 years ago or in high school or whatever. You know, there's just things I would do then that I wouldn't do now, and I can see why I would do those things or whatever. And I can see like the pictures or the stories or like, you know, I'll tell a story of something I did, and I'm like, I don't really remember doing this. I just remember telling the story. You know, I've told this story 100 times, and I don't even remember doing this anymore. All I remember is telling the story, so I'm just going to repeat to you the story as I remember it. You know, it's like, it's a weird, is that an experience anymore? It's like, did I do that?
Yeah.
You know, like that dream, you know, like maybe you had when you were a kid. It's like, you don't really remember having that dream or whatever, but I remember you have a memory of telling the story.
Right.
And that's all I can say I did. Right. You know, and like, especially, you know, I think, and it's as you move forward, these stories slowly fade. It's kind of like the airplane trails in the sky. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the airplane trail is always a mile long, and it seems really long, but as you move forward, that trail gets further, I mean, more of it disappears. But it's always still a mile behind you, right? So, like, my reality is 20 years behind me, but I can't remember anything anymore past that.
Yeah.
You know, I can't remember stuff from when I was 12. You know, but if you asked me 12 years ago, I might be able to, you know, or like, it's almost like when you watch that movie Freaky Friday or any of those like Parent Trap where they sort of switch, or not Parent Trap, Freaky Friday, where they switch the mom and the daughter or the dad and the son.
I haven't seen that, but
you've never heard of a movie like that?
Well, are you talking, I remember one with like George Burns, where he ended up in the body of his grandson or something like that.
Maybe something like that. Yeah. But I mean, there's been a couple movies like that. And you're like, oh, it'd be so easy to be a kid again. You know? Yeah. And it's like, oh, no, actually, it's not that easy. I forgot how hard it is to be in high school. I forgot all the crap in high school that I hated.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like when somebody reminds you of these stories, or actually on Facebook these days, people would are putting a lot of pictures from like in high school. Like they're scanning in their old photos.
Oh, really?
And you look at them, you're like, oh, God. Oh, God. What was I wearing? You know? And like, How could I ever have worn that? You know, it's like, well, it's not like you were not trying to look bad. It's just that was what was your reality then. Mm-hmm. Like, it was your reality to wear faded white jeans, you know, and like, and moccasins.
Purple shirt.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and now, and like, you know, it was your reality in the 90s to wear your hair like kind of like this and wear huge glasses and wear like, you know, shorts with tennis shoes. Now I could never do that.
Mm. You know, huge glasses are back, though, I think. Yeah, sunglasses.
Yeah, I mean, they're back in this ironic way, I guess.
Everything's ironic these days.
But when I tell these stories sometimes, I just don't even remember. Like, when I remember I did Half Dome. Upwards of, like, 6 or 7 years ago now. Maybe even 8. And it's like, I remember certain parts of it, but there are certain parts I don't remember. You know, and I there's funny stories that I have about it, and I remember telling the story more than I remember actually it happening to me anymore. Mm. Like, I don't know if I've told you this story, but when I went up to Half Dome, I wasn't wearing a belt and I was wearing shorts, and the top button on my shorts busted off literally in the bathroom at the bottom of the trail. And, you know, in order to do Half Dome, you had to like leave early in the morning because it's a really long trail. Like, it's really hot. And I was like, all right, you know, we're like an hour from our campsite. Because we parked outside of Yosemite, so we had driven in It's 6:30 in the morning. I'm here with seven people. My pants are falling down. You know, and like, I'm like, the whole way, I'm just like stressed out about it. Like, we're just climbing. I'm like, well, I'll just do the zipper up and hope it stays up. Because, you know, like, the button's not critical, but it's pretty helpful.
Right? Sort of holds the zipper shut in a way.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the zipper provides some coverage, mm-hmm. but it really depends on how tight the shorts are, how loose everything is, how heavy the shorts are, all that stuff, right?
Hopefully you didn't have a big wallet and keys going
Yeah, exactly, on. Right? So I took everything out of my shorts, put them on my backpack or whatever, and I was, like, kind of stressing out. I'm like, oh, God, what am I going to do? Like, I can't ask my friends to turn around here. You know, we came all this distance, and, like, I was holding up my shorts with one hand the entire time. I'm like, I can't. There's cables at the top. You can't get up, like, half dome one-handed holding your shorts up. What am I going to do? And I'm like grabbing twigs off the side of the trail and like trying to fashion sort of knot out of like a bendy twig, you know? And like I'm losing my mind. I'm like, how is this going to work, you know? And then at some point it dawned on me and I'm like, I got it. Like, you know, on a lot of backpacks there's the sort of the hip strap.
The belt, yeah.
So I put the hip strap through the front loops of my shorts, and then I snapped it closed.
Right on.
And so that it worked out totally. The only problem was I couldn't ever take my backpack off. And like if we were stopped for like a snack or something like that, I would sit down first, unsnap, take off the backpack, and then right. It's like, okay, got it. And then I would put it back on, put it through the loops, snap it. But like I always had a backpack on. It was like that worked, you know. But that's all I remember about the whole thing. And now I've told this story 101 times. And I don't really remember going up half. I mean, I do, but I don't remember like it's an 8-hour hike.
Yeah.
You know, I don't remember much about it.
You remember more telling the story.
The story, yeah. You know, and it's like I remember being that person. I remember not wearing a belt, and it's like I always wear a belt now.
Or you learned your lesson.
It might be that I'm like I was horribly scarred, or that just like for some reason like my pants were always really big these days or something like that. Maybe that's the style these days or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's like I feel like I'm a different person. Like, I can't even relate to being in high school anymore and, like, doing things I did. Or even, like, you know, when I first started working, doing those things. Or being so, like, I used to be kind of, like, a little more reserved in terms of, like, trying things out. I would always sort of, like, stick to the same exact routine. Mm. And I do that still to a point nowadays. But I think I was even more so back then.
So, what about, like, the case of if you, who you are changes over time, I guess that's a real sort of simple way of saying
it. For sure.
But who you are depends a lot on your memories, and those memories influence the choices you make and that sort of thing, and that is who you are. But what about when you get amnesia, right?
Yeah, like or the born identity.
Right. Are you the same person? Are you a different person? Are you responsible? Like, say a guy goes and kills somebody.
Right.
Murder someone.
Right.
And then they get amnesia. And then they don't do anything bad after getting amnesia. But are they responsible for...
Exactly.
The person who, you know, the crime they committed?
And like, and that's kind of like a statute of limitations, right? Like, there was a case, I think, a couple months ago where they found some Germany or an ex-Nazi who had sort of emigrated to the United States under... you know, the guise of not being a Nazi, I guess,
right,
somehow,
right.
Or maybe he was Polish or something like that, and he was actually a guard in some prison camp, you know, and he was, like, 88 years ago old or something like that, and he was old and frail, and they extradited him.
Yeah.
They put him back in Germany and, like, put him on trial, and it's like, hey, man, the guy's old, you know, like, just forget about it, but it's like, hey, the guy did this thing, you know, and, like, no matter... Was like, oh, but he has a family now, you know, and he's like repaid his debt, and he's like done all these good things. Like, yeah, but you know, he's still the same guy. You're right. It's like, is he the same guy? Have you changed? Have you changed now? And like, sort of like,
did he suffer a great bout of amnesia?
Right. Or even like, let's say you were teleported or something like that, right? That's like the sort of like the scientific or the sci-fi philosophical debate, you know?
Are you the same person if you're a teleport? I guess, you know, my theory is that who you are, your identity is constantly in flux because you're constantly being bombarded by input, sensory input.
Yeah.
And also your brain is constantly interacting with that stuff.
Yeah.
And so like, you are never exactly the same person. There are like certain undercurrent things that keep you the same person, or that are common to you. And maybe if you say, okay, pare away all the other stuff, that's who you are. But I mean, even like with like super traumatic things, that can change.
Oh,
Like, you
totally.
know, amnesia or whatever. So I don't know. It's an interesting thing to think about, though. You can write in.
Are you the same person?